97.5, The Fanatic.
Programming is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your card today with 1-877 Cars for Kids, a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. You'll also receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Call 1-877 Cars for Kids or visit carsforkids.org. That is cars with a K. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I did realize that one of the things I did do today, because we talk about trying to support your local business, and I go to a local coffee shop that is not, they're not open, but they would deliver your baked goods to you, homemade. I mean, they always make them homemade, but you go into the shop for them. Sure enough, right around 9:05 this morning, my kids got their muffins and scones, and they were still warm. It was so amazing. So if you have the ability and somebody is near you that is offering such a service, I know it was, it's kind of like what we got to keep some, our normal Saturday morning thing, because usually my kids would be in school during the week, so you're not going to go over to the coffee shop. I did do that for a stretch at one point, but not now. So on the weekend, usually either go to the farmer's market or go pick up muffins and scones. And that actually got to be like it is. And they came right to the door today. So that was fun. Let's check in with Andrew in Phoenixville. Andrew, how are you? And thank you for calling The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, Dee. How are you?
Doing all right.
Gorgeous day outside. I'm actually taking my dog to a local park that not many people know about, so I will be
social distancing. Yep.
Yeah. Social distancing. So, absolutely gorgeous day out today. Yeah, you're talking about breakfast places. My breakfast place in Phoenixville that I go to every Saturday morning is closed, but they do takeout. So,
oh, that's good.
It's a local mom and pop stop.
Yeah, that's so, what mine is. Yeah, it's great.
Yep. So I'm supporting the local businesses, but I'm very happy with how the Eagles have done this week in terms of picking up the pieces that they need.
Yep.
And so I think, you know, we'll be good for this year's draft if we can pick up a wide receiver. If it falls to what are we 21? I think it is.
Yes.
20 or 21.
I mean, everybody thinks because Howie in the past has always found a way to move up, do that, but that remains to be seen. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I think everybody seems surprised every year that he's not going to do anything, but then, you know, he brings out his ace up his sleeve and he does something. So I think this year is going to be no different. I think he's going to be aggressive and go into the draft and get a wide receiver. I think also we definitely need to maybe one other small piece for the defensive line, and that's it. But honestly, I think we're in really good shape for where we need to be.
I agree with you. Now, do you think at any point we will hear that the NFL is impacted like these other sports have been?
Well, yeah. I mean, I did hear this week what Sean Payton tested positive.
Well, he tested positive. Yeah, he was the first and only that we've heard from the
correct.
NFL.
Correct.
And obviously they have not had the contact that the other sports have had to, you know,
correct.
At this time, so.
Yes, because, again, it's so early. It's not even NFL season yet. It's baseball
right.
season.
Right, exactly.
So I expect, you know, I would hope not, but I do expect some major league players to come out positive. To see what happens with that. You know, obviously the season is delayed by, what, 2 weeks or a month, I think it was.
Yeah.
They came out with.
So, I think they had to push it back a second time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very unfortunate, but honestly, better safe than sorry to have everybody, not just professional players, but just everybody you know, take the heed warnings of everybody and seeing what this virus is doing to everybody and say, you know, it's not even worth it going after games.
No.
We'll wait until everything calms down.
Yep.
Everything will calm down. It'll get better. And, you know, life will hopefully return to normal. And then we'll continue our sports. Now, in terms of hockey and basketball right now, I don't foresee their seasons resuming any this year at all. I don't foresee any champions for Stanley Cup or the NBA.
I agree.
Happening this year. So, which is unfortunate, but, you know, honestly, as I said, better safe than sorry to have everybody healthy for next year.
Yeah. I mean, it'll go on. Remember when the World Series didn't take place that one year? Now, theirs was because of a strike. But I think this is going to be a year where you see these two, they just can't figure, they won't be able to figure a way to do it.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know how that's going to impact, you know, obviously the draft, because, you know, obviously that's a large quantity of people coming together. Are you going to have a virtual draft? Are you just going to have an empty room where you just say, hey, all right, here's the person?
Well, right now, I mean, the NFL, I think, is having it be a virtual draft because they're definitely not having a crowd. That part has been called off. But I hear what you're saying. I didn't even think about that in terms of having players there. I don't think you'll have that either. I think I think we see it now with easier and easier when people, even the shows that we watch, let's just say you watch a morning show, and a lot of times they would have guests in to be on the shows. All of that is being Skyped or FaceTimed or whatever you want to say. And before you know it, because it can be done like this, I think that's going to become more of the norm that we do these kinds of things by talking virtually.
Well, you know, but that goes back to money, because when you have a draft like that, the draft brings in a lot of money.
Oh, I know. I know.
You know, look at Philadelphia. When we had the draft,
it was unbelievable. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much tourism that came into Philadelphia, and it was one of the biggest events of the year. And, you know, I think it's really going to kill the tourism industry. It's going to kill a lot of fan bases.
I think for this year, for sure. But
yeah,
I would hope that moving forward, whether that's because there is a vaccine or that we learn to handle these kinds of a crisis like this differently in the future, what do we say to ourselves in terms of being in crowds? Is there anything that we can do? I would hope we aren't in social distancing for forever moving forward. That's for sure.
Well, I certainly hope not. It was great talking to you. I hope you have a good weekend.
Enjoy your walk with your dog, or you're playing with your dog in that hidden spot.
Yes, I will. Yes, I'm not telling anybody.
No, I don't blame you, Andrew. Keep it to yourself. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. No, I mean, if you get if you have a good spot that you know you can go and nobody else knows about it, absolutely. I'd do that in a heartbeat. Though I will say, along the Schuylkill River today, because it was pretty nice, even though a little chillier than yesterday, I had great appreciation for people. Definitely, you could absolutely see the distancing. And I think, again, and every bit of improvement that we see where people are taking to heart that this is serious and tough times, and we can only help each other by doing the right thing. And so that was one of the things. I was just looking. So right now, yes, the Eagles are selecting at number 21. I like how they put on ESPN puts up like the list and where the ranking was. This is for all the teams. So their offense efficiency ranking was 11th, defense efficiency 19th, special teams 26th, and overall ranking 14th. So they put that alongside before they then show you various mock drafts that they have done. But it'll be interesting for sure. All right, I invited my friend Keith Pompey to join us because, one, I haven't seen Keith since that Sixers-Detroit game, which was a week ago Wednesday, and it was a chaotic ending, not so much the game, but the evening. Keith, how are you first and foremost? Are you healthy?
Hey, I'm healthy. And how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. The one thing I am kind of great, I was at that game, but I did not go to practice that week. And there's a part of me that feels good about not doing that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it was funny because not funny, but, you know, since I came back from that West Coast trip, and I think I was on the road like 10, 11 days, what have you.
Yep.
So my boss told me, oh, don't go to practice the day before. So everything is well.
Good. Yeah. Now let me ask you a question. When you, I'm sure you were like me, were you surprised that three members of the organization had tested positive?
No. And the reason being is I think that we're going to see the numbers just go up.
Yep.
Because, you know, these guys play each other. You know, certain people are treating them. You know, they're doing so much, you know, protecting them, whatever they do, their jobs with the Sixers, all these different employees. That I think that throughout the league, the more that people get tested, you know, and just like, you know, in the country, the more cases that
you're going to have it. Yeah, I agree with you. Yep.
Yeah.
Because the number of kits are increasing so much every day. And then with the increase of the number of kits, then there's going to be an increase in the number that are positive.
Exactly.
All right. So I was reading, and I don't know, an article from Adam Silver just kind of updating the possibilities of what could happen with this season, when, if, and kind of saying, you know, it's too soon to know. And economically, the hit that everyone is taking, no matter what business. Is there anything that you, in your heart of hearts, feels like you know what will become of the NBA's season?
You know, initially I was extreme, and this is just me talking, you know,
right.
You and I.
Yeah.
Initially I was extremely optimistic, you know, I was like, okay, a month, you know, maybe 2 months. And now the fact that, you know, you're seeing all these lockdowns and everything like that, I'm not as optimistic that they'll continue it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, because it's too many things. Like, so much has to happen. Even when they say, okay, we're gonna test everyone and we're gonna play in empty arenas. Well, what happens when they go outside? What happens when they come in contact with a family member?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, I just think that the more information comes out. I mean, they have starting to have lockdowns in different states.
Yes.
You know, more information comes out. You know, I'm a little fearful that could conclude the season.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Keith, at some point, as time goes on, you know, you might want to, just as an organization, focus on trying to get next year in place.
Yeah,
as opposed to trying to cram in something in way too short amount of time. I mean, one of those timelines that I saw had where they were playing in the summer, finishing in August, having a draft in September, and basically starting next year's season in December. And I'm saying, you know, that doesn't make any sense either. I mean,
no, it doesn't. But you know what it all comes down to? And, you know, it seems like a lot is the revenue that they're going to lose by not playing. And
I
can see them trying to get at least some of that back.
Yes.
But especially with the TV money. But, you know, it's one of those things where, it's just going to be a crazy summer if they do all that. A crazy year. You know what I mean? Think about how tired we're going to be. And not just us, the players.
Yeah.
When at the end of next season. Stuff happens.
Oh, I know. All right, let me ask you, what do you do right now in terms of, because I go and read the paper every day, one, to support the paper, and two, just to see what you guys have to come up with to put together a sports section.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, right about now, it's, you know, I'm still doing like the newsletters. I'm doing answering mailbags.
Right, you can do the mailbags. That's a good one.
Yeah, I can do that. But also, there's some couple of, like, enterprise pieces that I've been working on, you know, like when I go out and do the big features.
Yep.
So it's like I'm trying to tie a couple of those together.
Oh, there
but
you go.
Yeah, it's and then also, of course, you know, try to do what everyone else is doing, you know, keep up with the breaking news, which, you know, from Mondays through Friday, it seems like there's like four or five national stories.
Absolutely.
Today.
Yep.
So,
I agree with that. That's really
what I'm doing. Yeah.
Since you do a mailbag, and obviously I get phone calls here, I would say the number one question I get is, if the season ends and they don't pick up the season, what is Brett Brown's fate. And I say, I really feel like it's a 50-50. Meaning, you know, if you just looked at the standings, being in sixth place is a far cry from being one of the top two in the conference. However, you know, I think he would point to Ben Simmons has a legitimate chance of being a first-team all-defense. Your home record is off the charts. And then the pessimist would say, look at that road record. So there's a lot of things that will be judged. And I think it'll be interesting. But it won't ever happen until there's a finality to what's happening in the world first.
True, and I agree with you 100%. Like, initially, I was thinking, you know what, like, when the season, like, when they played their last game that night, we did a podcast. I did one with Mark Narducci mm-hmm. and David Murphy, and I was like, he's gone. Like, I was saying he's gone. But the more you think about it, like, no one's really talking about how the Sixers underachieved. You know, the focus is on, you know, COVID-19.
Yep.
And then you're looking at it and you're thinking, okay, the last two games or the last game that Al Horford and Joel Embiid
played well
together,
yep.
They played well.
Yep.
And then you're looking at it like if you're the ownership, you know, and you still have years left on Brett Brown's contract, and do you know, like for this team, you're probably going to have to pay some money to get a big name coach. So is it going to be one of those things where you lay him off,
right?
He's still on the books, or is it going to be one of those things where, all right, Brett, you know, you have all summer to work with things. We think that maybe this could work out, but then you say to him, look, if things don't turn around by the third month of next season or wherever, after 2 months, a month and a half, we're going to have to let you go. Because, you know, my thing is, I think that with the way that the league is losing money,
you're not going to, making that change when you still owe somebody doesn't seem like it makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially in dollars and cents.
Exactly. Now, if they were playing and he was struggling,
they would have
to make that move. Yep. But right about now, because, you know, let's face it, it's one of those things where there's no public outcry right now where people saying,
exactly,
hey, fire Brett Brown. Now they're saying, hey, do I have enough groceries?
Yep.
And I don't want anybody getting within 4 feet of me. You know, so
yes.
It's like, you know, Brett Brown isn't the story right now.
No, I agree with you. And I think for as long as this, if you have a suspended season that becomes a season that ends, I don't think you automatically create that outcry again. There's no momentum behind it. So I think that you would see a lot of what they have in place go right into a season next fall, including their roster.
Yep, could be.
Yep.
Could be. I agree 100% with you. I agree.
And I would say that, as you pointed out, having the last final thought of when they played a Horford and Embiid where it did work, they will try to spin that into, we're going to work with this and we'll figure this out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, Brett Brown now, you know, like now he can say, you know, let's just say the season doesn't come back. He says, I have from March to September
mm-hmm.
or early October to figure this thing out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and hey,
I agree.
I mean, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or may do.
So. All right. Well, I always appreciate having the conversation, and stay safe, stay well. And we'll keep reading your affiliate or inquire.com.
All right, I say it like that sometimes, Susan. Don't worry.
Well, you know, when we did it for so long one way, it's like it, my brain goes to what
old
I once
die hard,
yeah,
right?
That's true. Keith. So true. All right. Take care of yourself. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dee. Bye-bye.
Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. You can see his work at inquire.com, and he so kind to join us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fest. So, I mean, when we talk about the small business and the mom and pops, it's also our people who are providing us with our news, and trying to get news when you're locked down is a little more difficult. Now, we're fortunate. We live in a time where technology can help us. And so, anyhow, I appreciate Keith's time always. And yeah, I didn't realize he didn't go to that same practice that I didn't go to. he didn't because he was coming off the West Coast swing. I didn't because I thought, I don't have to be on the radio until the weekend, so I think I'll go to the game and maybe the practice the next day. And then it all got closed down. 610-632-0975. And I do agree with Keith that there is not your public outcry for a lot of things in sports has been tapered. Because I think even with people being behind the moves that the Eagles are making, I mean, there's people who voice, like, you know, hey, I like two callers ago, Andrew, before he was walking the dog. You know, I like the moves he's made. I think, you know, what he can do in the draft, get a wide receiver. I think we're in a good spot. You know, there's those kinds of things. But usually there's such a strong passion for free agency and what do we need and who is it? But I think what Keith's point is true. You know, the concern is how far is that person from me and I don't need you any closer. You know, when you have a state that shuts down, what does that mean for me in terms of being able to get the things that I need? Keeping your family safe. I think all of those things come to the forefront, and while people miss sports, it's their feeling of making it the priority or like that passionate hobby. It's just kind of a little more subdued because there's other things that are also on your brain at the same time. And we usually use sports to get away from things, and it's really not there in that way right now. I thought to myself this morning, and I've enjoyed watching some old games, but at some point, and even the shows, you know, all your TV shows, you got to go find one you just never saw because they're not making them right now. Now, you could catch a new concert because people, I saw where a couple artists dropped new music in the past days. So that can happen. But you're going to see a lot of either reruns or classics, as we call sporting events, right? Now you can have your choice because you can go to a lot of channels to see it. But new content is hard to come by. 610-632-0975. Do you have any thoughts on that in terms of, the conversation with Keith and I was about, you know, I think it feels 50-50 if the season had to end today, and that chance is 50-50, maybe even stronger that it will end without resuming play in the NBA and the NHL. You know, what does that mean for Brett Brown in particular? Because a lot of those players are under long-term contracts. Certainly your starting five. How do you feel about that? And is there one thing that you were so grateful that you got in that you can't do now because everybody is supposed to stay at home, but you got it in last week and you're so grateful you did because it could be a while? 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Happy Saturday afternoon to you. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So in that commercial break, again, the Players Tribune, which I do get alerted to, so maybe that's why I see more of these than some of the other things, but they've started a series during this time where there isn't sports called the ISO. And this one features what Kyle O'Quinn is doing during this shutdown and a suspended season. And he does remain in Philly. He chose to stay here instead of going back to his family, even though he does have that option. But knowing that there was a possibility that he had contacted the COVID-19, he just thought it was best for the safety of everybody. But as a result, you know, it's a lot of time by yourself. And I do know he is a yoga guy, but you can't go to your yoga studio. So he's fortunate he has a deck on the roof of his apartment. And so he says he goes up in the morning. But, and I can totally relate to this because it's happened to me too. Like, he says he gets up at different times every day. And that's one of the things for me, at least when I go and I teach classes, you know, Monday, Wednesday, certain time. And I do these two non-sports related radio shows Thursday, Friday, certain time, designated time. And when all of those time-related items, even my online teaching now, there's no time to it. It's you put things up, people respond, then you respond to them, you give them assignments, but there's no interaction there. It's basically just sharing thoughts, and you give deadlines. You know, you post by Friday, then the next post is by Tuesday back, and go back and forth like that. So I can totally relate to he gets up at a different time and you lose track of days. That's the other thing. What else? He's been in the kitchen a lot. He has an outstanding salad he loves that he's been making for himself. He's hopeful that the season does resume. Oh, and he said he's been on Netflix for a long time, but he now is a YouTuber. And like the other day he watched Carmelo Anthony's 60-point game. Another day he watched Brandon Roy, one of his great games. So you could do a little through. One of the things I like about the YouTube in that sense is, you know, you do your search and something that you might have forgotten that was out there, you're like, oh, I don't even know if I ever saw that. I might have just seen the highlights of that. So that's pretty cool. What else is he? I highly recommend it, and I will look at these. It's a great idea because it also, you don't know, somebody might share an idea of how they're spending their time in their own space that you haven't thought of yet. So highly recommend Kyle O'Quinn of the Philadelphia 76ers. Penned his ISO story on the Players Tribune. I might have said Philadelphia at one point because there is such a thing as well, but this is the Players Tribune, which we were reading from earlier today because that's where Malcolm Jenkins had written quite a good article about his time and his, in particular, relationship with the city of Philadelphia, the community, and the fan base. And so, good reads. Hey, we're always looking for a good read. Right around this time, we ask for, hey, if you're watching something that's cool, that's a good suggestion by Kyle O'Quinn to do YouTube searches. And, you know, it's a whole new world if you don't normally do that. And I don't. So I could check that out. The only time I go to YouTube is when I want to try to teach myself how did they do that? How did they put something together? I bought a microphone for my iPhone. And the equipment came, and I had instructions, and I don't know. I couldn't get it to work. So, of course, I went to YouTube. There is a video that somebody else shows you how they assembled this microphone. So I think that might be my afternoon project before my crock pot dinner for the first time. I got my day planning out. And then, of course, there will be movie night. We'll spin the wheel, see who gets to pick in the household. One of the four. Last night, in my absence, they watched Something About Mary. I would have liked that because I haven't seen that in forever and a day. You know, the one thing I haven't done, and I've seen that other people have done this. Like, I saw a video of Mark Wahlberg with his wife and one of his children, and they were kind of having a dance party in the kitchen. But we could think of just playing music. Like, my kids maybe listen to music on their headphones, but we never play music in the house. My mom always used to play, but we had, she had, well, we, yeah, as a family, I guess it was all of ours, but her record player was a piece of furniture. And even to this day, the record player doesn't necessarily work, but it's a piece of furniture that's still in the living room, and on top of it are all the framed pictures. But she would always have her albums and put an album on and have music playing in the house. And we just don't do that. Maybe I should start that. I could yell to my son's room and say, "Hey, Alexa, can you play 1980s or 1990s? And we could all be listening. Let's check in with Scott. I have more home stories I could share, but we'll check in with Scott. How are you, sir? Thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Such a day. So I have sports withdrawal syndrome. But occupying my time, watch a little bit of movies on Netflix with my lady. But one thing I watched the other night was when Dr. J did that windmill when Michael Cooper had to duck his kid. And you just hear the announcer, "Doctor goes way back." I watched that, and I don't know if it was the same game. Of course, you can correct me, of course, with your sports knowledge. Then I watched the 83 team. Of course, when Moses came here, and when they say one person can't make a difference, I
went to
that and begged the difference. And when Mo Cheeks just ran down court, we ain't never seen Cheeks dunk before.
No, right? No, that's so true. All right, wait a minute. When you're watching your classic games, are you going to YouTube? I didn't even.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was just saying that's what Kyle O'Quinn had written, that he watched Carmelo Anthony's 60-point game the other day, and a Brandon Roy. Brandon Roy, that one year, had, if that guy had never gotten hurt, man, he had a heck of a career happening. I think to go to YouTube when I need to figure something out. I never thought I could go. I should. There's probably games and even documentaries that were done even at Comcast Sportsnet when it was still that I would enjoy watching from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. What you said, Sister, I touch up on what you just got them saying. Like, say, for instance, that we got Kyle O'Quinn. Mm-hmm. I Googled his highlights just to see, you know, what he was about. Of course,
he admits that he did that himself on YouTube.
You know, I will put it past Mr. Quinn, man. I love that guy. Just his character. And just everything about him. True professional. I mean, you know, of course, he sits the bench, but he's always ready. He's like, to me, like a quarterback. He's like a forward general when he comes and always pointing things out. And
sure.
You need that on every team, high school, whatever, it's peewee. But he's definitely right. But like I said, I go to YouTube. We already know what Darius Slay brings to the table, but went to see some of his highlights. And the guy we got from Pittsburgh, you know, not too many people have heard of Hargrove, but can also do that.
But they also, by that position, the highlights aren't going to be the same as a defensive tackle as if you're going to go and watch, you know, Slay playing as a cornerback. But I will tell you this, Scott, I don't know if you read, 93 targets last year, Slay, and then only 3 touchdowns. That's pretty good.
I think, I guess the safety could put him up there with Asante Samuel.
I mean, I'm going more by reading. I can't honestly say I've watched him enough. But
playing for the Lions, who watches them?
I'm going to be honest. I don't see a lot of them. I also will be very interested in. I heard one interview of him, and it was just about football. But reading, he obviously needed a fresh start because it seems like he did not feel comfortable in the setting where he was in Detroit. So I like when a guy's hungry and embracing a new situation. As he is, because sometimes when you're doing a trade, the person doesn't feel that way, you know.
Right.
And I love that he seems to be embracing a change at the right age. He just turned 29. His stats certainly say, and I love his 19 career interceptions. Yeah, and at a position that this, you know, you really, really, really needed to upgrade.
Definitely. I know he's a little familiar with Jim Schwartz. So
yeah, he drafted him. Well, or he was the head coach when he got drafted.
Interesting, interesting. Sister, thanks for taking my call. Hope everything's well with your pop, and
I did.
We'll all get through this. And I can't wait for live sports to start rolling again, Sister. God bless you.
I hear you. I appreciate the phone call always, Scott. Stay safe yourself. Thanks for the YouTube suggestions. There's a whole new world for me. The crock pot in the same day and the fact I can search for games on YouTube. This is great.
All right.
610-632-0975. If you have something on YouTube that you'd like to suggest to me, I will give you a couple. I did read a great article from a writer in Boston who put a list together of books that weren't like ones you might not have heard of. And I'll see if I can't call that list up. He sent it to me the other day. And they're not related to Boston. They're sports related. 610-632-0975. I am D. Lineham, and this is 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
By all accounts, it's a beautiful Saturday out there. I have not seen it since this morning, but it was quite pretty out, and the sun was shining. And so if you did have some time to get some fresh air and you got a walk in or a run while staying safe, then good for you, and I hope you enjoyed it. I am D. Lineham. I am with you until 4 o'clock here at 97.5 The Fanatic. And we've kind of gone a little all over. We had a good basketball conversation with Keith Pompey, trying to figure out where things will go. I think a lot of us, it really, when I think about that, we are 10 days into the stoppage of the NBA season. It feels a lot longer than that. And it does feel like, because it didn't just change one way and now we're just working towards an end date. It seems like every day there are new rules or new things that we are being asked to do for the betterment of everyone. And because the rules are constantly changing, everything before that seems like a long time ago. Like I just had walked down the hall and I thought to myself, because I have these Doc Martens on, and I said, wow, this was like the last purchase I made when I actually went shopping. Yeah, I went shopping in the city. I had seen these, and they're super cool. And I was going to Indiana, and I heard that the weather there was going to have snow. And I said to myself, see, I hate, you know, not having some kind of heel, but I got to be able to walk in the snow. And so I went on, and Doc Martens, they have the great bottom, but it looks like a cool shoe. So I didn't have to give up the look and still had a smart soul to it to be able to deal with the snow. So anyhow, I said to myself, well, that was the last time I went shopping, and that was at the end of February. So even though, like, only 10 days since the NBA, all of this stuff has, you can think about the last time, like golf is another one. I was able to play last weekend, but, you know, that's become something that, when I say the rules are constantly changing, but the good news about that is we hope that one day, not too far down the line, the rules will start to reverse the other way. And little by little, we will be given back the ability to do some of the things that we can't do right now. Let's check in with Virgil in Hatboro. Virgil, how are you? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
I'm sitting outside on my deck on a beautiful day.
See, isn't it good to have a little outdoor space? Huh? It's the best.
I'm going to make you laugh, Dee. It's been a while since we spoke. The last time that we did, we were reminiscing a little bit about back in the day, going back to the St. Joe DePaul game, and I mentioned about your father, your relationship with him. I mentioned about my buddy Jeff Clark. And we reminisced a little bit.
Virgil, can I tell you what's so weird about that?
What's that?
That came up on a storyline. Because it was, the anniversary was in the past week, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was March 14th, but I'm not positive that game was played.
Hey, you know how sometimes you can't ask a woman her age, you know? And believe me when I say this. I got four sisters, no brothers, all that. What I wanted to say was, back in the day, you know, Mark Aguirre, one of the biggest upsets in the history of NCAA basketball. And here's this young woman running across the court, jumping into her father's arms. How old were you then?
Now, are you going to make me... Well, first of all, anybody could find the video.
25?
No.
I don't even know.
No, I was a ninth grader. I was 14. Yeah.
How old were you?
14.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you see it all the time. Don't you love it?
Yeah. No, I don't see it all the time. And sometimes when that comes up, and it's usually a March Madness time.
What I mean is when you do see it.
Oh, yeah. But
you love it?
It is. It's great. So this time when it came up on a storyline, I actually saved it and put it somewhere on my computer so that I would have it readily, you know, available if I ever wanted to take a peek at it. Yeah.
Well, the reason I brought that up was the relationship that you have with your father. To me, I think he's the most important man in your life, except for your husband. Is that correct?
I have two sons, so I would say, but I understand what you're saying, yes.
You know what I mean? How much you love your father is what
I'm saying.
Yeah,
absolutely. We have a very, very good relationship, and I consider him a great friend, too.
Let me ask you, is he going a little antsy with this pandemic, you know, with the adjusting, maybe being home?
No, you know what? To be honest, because he hasn't been coaching these last couple of years, like he loves his TV stuff that he does.
Right.
But his transformation into being at home took place really when the coaching changed, you know, when he got out of the coaching. So I'm kind of glad because that probably, for a lot of people, is a major adjustment. Because not only are you being told to you can't go to work, but for people who travel with their work, that becomes a whole nother part of it because you're not used to being at home as much as you now are. So he's actually doing pretty well. And I don't know where your living space, but I think for people like my parents have a backyard, they have a deck, so you can get outside. And, you know, I mean, I haven't seen him in a month at least. Because, it was definitely before this all went down. So, I mean,
you know, Dee, I don't want to belabor you, and I know you have people waiting, but I live in the quaint town of Hatboro.
Yep.
I've been here over 30 years. I was born and raised in North Philadelphia in the nice town Tioga section. Not so nice town now.
Right.
No pun intended.
No, I know what you mean.
But, you know, back in the day, and I told you that I'm an official. I've been very blessed 38 years officiating, referee, umpire, or whatever. But, you know, I had unbelievable games back in the day, Sunny Hill League, Charles Baker League.
Yes.
Philadelphia Public League.
Oh, my gosh.
John Koskinen was my assigner. You know, I can rattle off names with the best of them. But to see Simon Grant's Alani. You got a Rasheed Wallace against a Jason Lawson.
Oh, my goodness.
And when they were seniors in high school.
Now, let me ask you, when at that time, we all know what becomes of them. Could you tell that you were seeing high-level talent, unique talent at that time?
You know what it is, Dee, and I'm not trying to be cocky. I just turned 66 the other day.
Okay.
When I was 10 years old, I remember one of my four sisters.
Yes.
We're at Connie Mack Stadium, right? Watching the Phillies against the Cincinnati Reds in one of the biggest, just, you know, you think that you're going to win it all or maybe go to maybe like a World Series,
mm-hmm.
and you implode. And I saw it when I was 10, and the Wild World of Sports on Saturday that I would watch.
Oh, that was a great
on maybe one of three channels that I had on a black and white TV. And in the beginning, it would say, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And, you know, that's the way I was born and raised. And now, you know, I'm blessed. You know, if I say to you, well, you know, I've been officiating over half my life, and I know a lot of people or whatever. You know, the officiating business, coaching, you know, just being a fan, anything involved in sports, a parent, a grandparent. I've been through epidemics. This, being out of school, because I work part-time at a local school,
mm-hmm.
you know, not being able to officiate, being home more than I ever have.
Yes.
Plus is I have a couple grandchildren living with me, especially my beautiful 2-year-old grandson.
Nice.
And my 14-year-old granddaughter and I are very close.
Nice.
Very blessed. I have a very good situation at home. I'm lucky. I'm sitting out on the deck talking to you. It's a beautiful view in Hatboro. It's a beautiful day. I'm enjoying my time off. I've been out on my deck. We've been in this house now 5 years. And I lived around the corner for like 26 years and moved into this house. You know, I've been out on this deck the last 8 days more than I ever have since I've lived here. I'm always out and about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're antsy and
absolutely.
You can't wait to get to the links and you can't wait to go see your kid play a game or whatever it may be.
Yes.
And
well,
now all of a sudden with this pandemic.
Yeah, you got to.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you got to slow down. You got to stop. You got a little smaller space. Virgil, I appreciate the phone call. I hope you'll call again. And I'm going to go watch A Wide World of Sports because that brings back great memories for me. It is so true. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. It's true. And Virgil is basically saying what I said. For me, it's what I've been hearing differently. And we'll talk more about that on the other side. Join the conversation at 610-632-0975. D-Lining with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.